The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us, Be'ezer Hashem, begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Klal Chof, Dinei Chazoras Tfilas Hashatz. The Halachos of Chazoras Hashatz, the Chazan's repetition of Shmon Esrei. Originally, members of the Tzibur of the congregation would not daven at all on their own. They would be Yotze by listening to the Shliach Tzibur's recitation of Shmon Esrei. It was only the Shliach Tzibur, for the most part, who would be reciting Shmon Esrei, and everyone would just listen to him and be Yotze that way. Later, Chazal felt that it was more appropriate for each and every member of the Tzibur to daven on his own. Tefillah is a meaningful personal experience and therefore should be done on a personal, individual basis. And Chazal then were misakein that anyone who is familiar with Shmon Esrei, a baki, cannot be yotze by listening to the Shliach Tzibur. However, to accommodate for those who were not familiar with davening on their own, Chazal instituted that after the silent Shmon Esrei, where those who can daven individually, the Chazan should repeat Shmon Esrei. And those who are not baki can be yotze with him. Part and parcel of this takana was that Chazaras Hashatz should be recited regardless of the circumstances, and it became a permanent fixture, so that even though nowadays almost everyone is baki, and there is really no one who is being yotze with the Chazan's repetition of Shmon Esrei, being that everyone has already davened on their own, nevertheless, this is an ironclad takana, and is not to be avoided, is not to be ignored, and it's actually incumbent upon each and every member of the Tzibur to participate, to listen in to Chazaras Hashatz, being that it has become an unconditional takana. For more on the background of Chazaras Hashatz and an outline of the basic halachos, I refer the listener to a valuable resource found on the Kitzur365.org website, the website for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar, and which includes various resources and references. And that is, there is an article there pertaining to our simin about Chazaras Hashatz, written by Daniel Neustadt. Begins the Kitzur in Os Aleph. Ksheposeya ha-shliach tzibur mitfila shabalachash, when the shliach tzibur takes three steps back from his personal silent Shmon Esrei, oimed b'mkoyma, he should stand in his place, kishir hiluch dalan amos, the time which it would take to walk four amos, four cubits, approximately 8 feet. So he should remain standing in that spot before proceeding with the repetition of Shmon Esrei. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that he should not speak, he should not engage in idle chatter and mundane conversation at this time. He may only respond with Amen or Yehi Shmei Rabba, and preferably should not say anything else. At this point, he should return to his place, and silently recites the pasuk, the introductory verse to Shmon Esrei, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti Lasecha, and Mishneh Berurah adds that if he wishes, he may add the other pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, normally recited first before Musaf and Mincha. Umaschil b'koil baruch ata. At this point, he begins the actual Chazaras Hashatz by reciting aloud the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, of the bracha of Magen Avraham. V'chol echad yizor lishtek oz v'lishmo ahetev. Everyone should take heed to be silent and listen well. U'lechavin l'mashu oimer, and concentrate on what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. V'lomar baruchu v'ruch shemo, to respond after the Chazan says Baruch Atah Hashem, after uttering Hashem's name, the congregants should respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, blessed be He and blessed be His name. The response of Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo should not be said when one is in a place where he cannot interrupt. For example, if he's in the middle of Kriya Shema or Pesukei Dezimra, one should not respond with Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. As well, if someone is hearing a bracha from someone else, and to be yotze with that bracha, using the mechanism of Shomea Keone, in that situation, a person should not respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, as that would be a hefsek, an undue interruption in hearing the bracha. So, this is applicable to members of the Tzibur hearing Chazaras Hashatz. They should respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. The Amen as well, they should respond with Amen. I'll call Bracha Karoy after every Bracha as appropriate. Amen is a reaffirmation, an agreement to what the Shliach Tzibur has said in the Bracha. For example, if it's a Bracha of Shvach, a Bracha of praise, then we are joining in the declaration of praise by saying Amen, it is MS, it is true, we believe it. And if it's a request, if it's the Birchas of Bakasha, which is the bulk of Shemoneh Esrei, then we are affirming both the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom is capable of fulfilling our request, and we are joining in the hope that indeed these requests will be fulfilled. So that is the Kavana one should have, preferably, when reciting, when responding Amen, after the brachas of the Shliach Tzibur. Va'afilu lilmoid aser, continues the Kitzur, b'shasha Shliach Tzibur chozer atfila, it is prohibited to even learn during the time that the Shliach Tzibur is chozer. Ve'ein sarach lomar shetzrichen lizar mesichab tela, needless to say, of course, one has to be very careful to refrain from idle chatter, from mundane conversation in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. The Mishneh Berurah does not express it as an unequivocal, outright isser, prohibition to learn during Chazaras Hashatz. He does point out that certainly one cannot learn if it distracts him from responding Amen correctly at the end of the bracha. But even those who can, even the people who are capable of learning and at the same time paying attention to Chazaras Hashatz, enabling themselves to respond Amen correctly and appropriately, nevertheless, they would be setting a poor example for the common folk who look at the more learned scholars as role models, and would, if they are seen seemingly distracting themselves during Chazaras Hashatz, this will bring about a michshol, and others will follow suit. And therefore, one should refrain from learning during Chazaras Hashatz. And l'chatchila, the Mishneh Berurah adds, one should try to be mechavein and concentrate throughout the bracha being recited by the Chazan, not only for the end of the bracha. Continues the Kitzur. Umisha nokelo yeshlo lamod kemosha hu ba'atzmo mispalach Shemoneh Esrei, and one for whom it is possible should stand during Chazaras Hashatz as if he himself is davening Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishneh Berurah adds that, you know, certainly this was the minig. If one cannot do it, then he could sit silently. You know, that is okay. However, within four amos of the Shliach Tzibur, it is certainly aser midina, strictly forbidden to sit within four amos of the Shliach Tzibur while he is reciting the Chazaras Hashatz. So one should stand either with eyes closed, or he should follow along from a sitter. There are a few people who have the custom, at that point they remove the Rashi tefillin or manich and tefillin Rabbeinu Tam and replace them by donning the tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. This is improper because they are no doubt distracted from listening to Chazar Soshatz. The Halicho Shlomo from Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out something not so well known, that if the Shteach Tzibur has ended his silent Shmon Esrei, he should not take three steps back if there is someone still davening Shmon Esrei behind him, although he would not want to delay the Tzibur and postpone the beginning of Chazar Soshatz. He could, after reciting Osir Shalom, proceed to Chazar Soshatz without taking three steps back, and the three steps that he takes at the end of Chazar Soshatz, either immediately after Shmon Esrei or after Tachnon or even after Uva Letzion on a day when there's no Kriya Satora, the three steps that he takes at the end of after Chazar Soshatz or after Kaddish will work and be and go back for his silent Shmon Esrei as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds, the poskim point out that one should not recite portions of Shmon Esrei along with the Chazan, sort of, you know, assisting or helping out the Chazan. It is not chavadik and wrong. Continues the Kitzur in Oz Beitz. B'chazaras tefilas hashatz kivan shehashatz kvar hispalo. During the Chazar Soshatz, being that the Shteach Tzibur has already davened, b'fnei atzmo b'lachash, ve'eino chozer es hatfilo rak b'shvil hashomim. He's only repeating davening for the listeners. And as the takana was that the congregation should listen to Chazar Soshatz, lachin tzrichin sheyu davka tish hashomim ve'onin. It is necessary that there be a minimum of 9 people hearing and responding to the brachas, shalaitiana birchosav levatelo, so that the brachas should not be recited in vain. The Mishnah Berurah expresses it as karov lios birchosav levatelo. It is almost as if his brachas are being said in vain. The lodami lamashakosav b'simen tezvav sevzayin. In Simen Tezvav Siv Zayin, it is mentioned that when it comes to reciting Kaddish, for the Shliach Tzibur to recite Kaddish after Shmon Esrei, even if there are a handful of people still davening Shmon Esrei and cannot respond to Kaddish, as long as a majority, 6 people, are able to respond to Kaddish, the Chazan may proceed with that Kaddish. However, here, when it comes to Chazar Soshatz, there need to be 10 people or 9 people listening to the Chazan, and therefore one who is still davening Shmon Esrei cannot be included. V'lachein, therefore, says the Kitzur, k'sheyesh minyan mitzumtzum, if there is an exact number of people in the minyan, tzrichim lahashgiach shelo yaschil hashliach tzibur chazar satfila, one would have to see to it that the shliach tzibur should not begin the repetition, until all members of the minyan have completed their own davening, so that now they can respond to the chazan. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the minhag ha'olam is to include for a minyan even those who are known to talk, to shmooze during Chazar Soshatz, and not to listen properly. However, the Shulchan Aruch recommends that in this scenario, it is preferable for the Shliach Tzibur to stipulate to himself before beginning Chazar Soshatz that if indeed there are not 9 people who will answer Amen and will concentrate on his brachas, then his tefillah should be a dava, a voluntary tefillah. He should make that stipulation to avoid a question of bracha levatola. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, however, points out that it does not seem to be the minhag of the olam nowadays for a shliach tzibur to make such a tanai, and he felt personally for himself that he need not be any better than the hamon am that does not make this tanai. And Shlomo Zalman also points out that those who are davening along with the shliach tzibur, those who will say each word with the shliach tzibur who came late to shul and did not daven on their own prior to chazaras hashatz, and therefore wanted to be yotze tefillah b'tzibur through davening along with the shliach tzibur, those individuals can be included in the minyan of 10 necessary for chazaras hashatz. Even one who ended his davening after the shliach tzibur already began the repetition of Shemoneh Esrei, so that he was not able to hear and concentrate on the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz, however, is still obligated to continue with the rest of Chazaras Hashatz and concentrate and listen to whatever part of Chazaras Hashatz he can. Let us proceed to Se'if Gimel. Shliach Tzibur tzarich lizar kshu mesayim bracha achas. So the Shliach Tzibur has to make sure that when he concludes one bracha, shelo lahaschil bracha shnia ad la'achas she'amru rov tzibur amen, he should not begin the second bracha until the majority of the Tzibur has said amen. And if the majority of the Tzibur says amen very quickly and not in the proper fashion, in that case, he should wait for those who are saying it appropriately, but he need not suspect that the majority is not responding correctly. That is what the Be'er Halacha adds to this din. V'im Hischil continues the Kitzur Teichef Bracha Acheres Kigon Shesia Magen Avram V'Hischil Miyad Atogibar. If he did not pause between the brachas of Chazaras Hashatz and immediately after concluding Magen Avram, began Atogibor, Azai Kivon Shehischil Lomar Atogibor. In that case, since he began the next bracha of Atogibor, Shuv Ein Oimrim Amen, the congregation cannot respond Amen, for they need to listen to the Shliach Tzibur's recitation of the next bracha. The Onesh Bitul Amen Asu Olav, the blame is put at his doorstep. The Shliach Tzibur is the one responsible for the lack of the Amen response in that bracha. Os Dalid, Bekdusha, Yizoher Kol Echod Lechavin Raglov, Sheyu Shteyen Beyachat, Keilu Hayu Regel Achas. When responding to Kedusha, one should make sure his feet are together and positioned straight. Shehu shteyan b'yachad kiilu hayu regel achas, as if they were one foot. Kemoshe kasuv, as it says in Yechezkel regarding the malachim, v'ragleyam regel yeshar, the malachim when they were mekadesh Hashem, when they were responded to kedusha, their legs were straight. Uchsha omrim kadosh kadosh v'chein baruch v'yimloch. When the congregation responds with the main part of Kedusha, which is Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch, Kavod Hashem Yimakomo, and Yimloch Hashem Leolam, when reciting those three lines, Meirim Gufo V'Akavo Lamala, he should lift his heels and his body upward. And there are various minhagim as how this is done. I believe that nowadays, universally, people only would do this at Kadosh. V'nagin lisa heinayim lamarom, it is customary to lift one's eyes heavenward. V'tov shetiyena siguros, and it's better that they be closed. The Mishnah Berurah says that many achronim disagree with this and allow one to leave his eyes open while looking upward. Shemagia Ashliach Tzibur Lamodim, when the Shliach Tzibur reaches Modim, Mishtachavim Kol HaKol, the entire congregation bows, Va'imrim Modim Derabbanon Kuloi Behishtachavoya. they should recite the Modim Derabanan, the Modim that was instituted by the later Amiroim, Kuloi, entirely Bishtachavaya, while bowing. The Mishnah Berurah brings other opinions that one should lift his head somewhat when reciting Hashem's name. The Bir Hagra writes that one need only bow while saying the words Modim Anachnu Loch Sha'atohu Hashem Elokeinu until the words in the name of Hashem, and at that point he could stand up straight again. And it seems like the custom is to follow the opinion of the Gra in this case. Continues the Kitzur. Umi shehu omed b'tfilas Shmoneh Esrei. If one is standing in his personal silent Shmoneh Esrei, the shomea she'ashliach tzibur higia l'modim, he's somewhat behind, and he hears that the shliach tzibur has reached modim, him hu omed be'entza bracha mishtacha ve'gamken. If he is standing in the middle of one of the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, he may bow along with the rest of the tzibur so as not to appear to be acting differently and to not agree with their submissiveness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avalim omed betchilas bracha. However, if he is standing at the beginning of a bracha, or at the end of one of the brachas, lo yishtachave. Why is that? Mishum da'asur lo hosif yishtachavoyos betchilas bracha ibesef bracha. It is forbidden to add bowings, to add those movements at the beginning or the end of a bracha, al osin sha'amru chazal, as we said earlier, besides for those hishtachavoyos that Chazal instituted, for example, at the beginning, and they are at the beginning of the end of the first bracha, and at the beginning and end of the bracha of Hodah, aside from those hishtachavoyos which are to take place at the beginning or end of those brachas, one cannot bow at the beginning or end of any other bracha. So here he may only bow for modim to appear to be doing what the congregation is doing, only if he's in the middle of one of his own brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Se'ivav. Kodem sha'omer sim shalom. Omer elokeinu velokei avoseinu. Barchenu. Before the Chazan reaches Sim Shalom, he should say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, because we Ashkenazim are knowing not to have Birchas Kohanim on a regular day. We don't even Duchen on Shabbos. So instead of that, the Chazan recites Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Barchenu, a request, a bakasha from the Ribbono Shel Olam to bless us as if the Kohanim were blessing us. Nusach Ashkenaz recites Sim Shalom only when Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu was recited, because we end off, the Chazan ends off the Yaseim Lecha Shalom, and he then proceeds to Sim Shalom. When Birchas Kohanim would not have been said, even in Eretz Yisrael, there the Chazan would not add Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, and Nusach Ashkenaz would then have Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. Back to the Kitzur, when the Shliach Tzibur recites Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Uksha Omer V'Yishmerecha, when he concludes the first pasuk of Birchas Kohanim, Omrim Hakol Kein Yehi Ratzon, V'lo Yomru Amen, they should say Kein Yehi Ratzon, so shall it be the will of the Creator, and they should not respond with Amen. V'chein k'sha'omer v'chuneka v'shalom, after concluding each of the three verses, the congregation would respond with Ken Yehi Rotzen. V'ein omrim also, the Chazan would not recite Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, would not insert that addition, rak b'shachrus u'b'musaf. He would only add that at shachrus and musaf, v'lo b'mincha. Because at Mincha we would not be having Birchas Kohanim, even in Eretz Yisrael, even when the custom where and when the custom was to have Birchas Kohanim. Rak b'tainis tzibur sha'omrim gam b'mincha sim shalom. It is only on a fast day that we recite Sim Shalom and not Shalom Rav on a mincha of a fast day where Sim Shalom is said. And on a fast day, there is Birchas Kohanim at Mincha, Mishnah Berurah points out. I mean, there would be Birchas Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore it is an appropriate time for the Chazan to say, Elokeinu v'lekev aseinu, and that goes with the Sim Shalom. Oz Omer Hashatzgam, Elokeinu v'lekev aseinu. Ve'ein Omrim Oso Beveis Ovel, Elokeinu v'lekev aseinu is not recited in the house of mourning. It does not fit the spirit of the location. The lo betisha of the shachris, and nor is it recited on tisha b'av of shachris. Interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention this last halacha of not reciting Elokeinu v'lekev aseinu on shachris of tisha b'av. She yahafeich l'sasun l'simcha b'mheir v'yameinu amen.